Virginia Iacono stands at the podium in the auditorium of Goff Junior High School, a hospital bracelet around her wrist. She is 73 and has cancer, and she's being treated at Memorial Hospital.
There's hundreds of us that rely on that cancer center. Where are we going to go? There's hundreds of us. People walk there to get their treatments. They take buses. They take cabs.
Rita Brennan, a registered nurse at Memorial and president of the Hospital Employees Union, blames Care New England for the hospital's demise.
I am so tired of hearing about a 294-bed hospital. The statement allows people in the community to think that somehow there are 294 beds made with clean linen and a healthcare provider standing at the side of every bed, when we all know that that has been systematically and methodically just totally dismantled by Care New England.
Memorial's chief of family medicine, Dr. Jeffrey Borkin, says the hospital has struggled to survive since it opened in 1901.
Memorial has always been financially challenged, held together by force of will and the hard work and dedication of its nurses, doctors, administrators, and staff, and yes, held together by spit and baling wire. But at some point, it's necessary to say that enough is enough.
Memorial's time to close has come, says Al Charbonneau, executive director of the Rhode Island Business Group on Health and a retired hospital CEO. He cites a recent Harvard study which found hospital closings don't have the negative outcomes that some might assume.
That for the most part, hospital closure does not represent or lead to a decrease in hospital quality or in quality of care. In fact, the argument sometimes is made that with too much capacity, you get overutilization of hospital services, which is as much a problem as underutilization.
Memorial's chief administrative officer, Joseph Oridi, says Care New England intends to continue to provide primary care services in Pawtucket on an outpatient basis after Memorial closes. Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott, the state's health director, will have final say on Memorial's plan to close. The department is accepting written comments about the planned closure from now until December 11th. Lynn Arditti, Rhode Island Public Radio.